Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the pod. This episode, we're going to be doing things not so much differently, but the way that we plan to do them from now on. This is going to be a recording of our live episode that we did on Twitch that you can go check out and participate in the chat at twitch.tv/savagevoice. There you will meet our number one fan, What Button Gaming. That's What underscore Button underscore Gaming 6DG. Right after this little intro, you'll further meet her, and you'll further meet her in the chat as far as this episode, what we're talking about. And this is an interesting episode. We go there, as you see all the description. Yeah, we cover all the bases of probably stuff that you probably shouldn't be talking about, but we do it anyway. Also, at the end of the episode, you're going to hear a little promo from my boy Pontus God. He's not the number one fan because unfortunately Button kind of, she's holding on to that spot, but he's in the running. And, you know, these are both supporters of the show. They're supporters, and then there are any affiliates or sponsors. Our sponsor is Humble Bundle. Humble Bundle, if you go to my Twitch page, twitch.tv/savagevoice, you will see in the description Humble Bundle. You can click that link to support the show. They have computer games, you know, Borderlands 3 they currently have. They have a lot of stuff where you pay what you want to pay. And the beauty of this is a portion of those go to us, and a portion actually goes to something good. It goes to a charity. Goes to Comics for Kids. Comics for Kids is a charity that I chose because they give comic books to kids going through cancer treatment. And comic books are near and dear to me, as anybody who knows me or has listened to any of these podcasts knows. So go check them out. You can support the show, donate to me, buy something, gets to them, or donate directly to them. Just go do something. If you're going to do anything, if you don't do that, then share the episode, share the pod, share that link. All right? So, enjoy this episode. Yeah, it's a good one. I put it out as soon as possible. We're not going to do schedules anymore. I'm tired of schedules. I can't stick to them. It doesn't really matter. I'm putting out content left and right. I just want all of you to enjoy it. So as soon as I get something and it's done, I'm putting it out there. Sometimes one, sometimes two times a week. But you'll get it pretty much, you know, on a regular basis. So enjoy this episode, What Button for President. Thank you.
So it starts. The saga begins, niggas. The saga begins, niggas. I'd like to welcome you to a collection of thoughts, observations, and concepts. They say that art imitates life.
Thank you so much for the nomination for President Savage. I think we can all agree that I am the number one on your channel. What Button Gaming for President, bitches?
I'm your host, Anthony K. Savage, a.k.a. Voice, a.k.a. Savage Voice. And with me today is...
Mr. Roland.
Mr. Roland. Okay, before I was doing a little bit of gaming, and now we're doing a little podcasting. So I will need to change the settings. I got really happy with Spider-Man life and fell asleep for a while. Very good. Very good, Button.
Change the settings.
What are you doing? What are you?
I don't know. It's just my... You.
Oh, he's doing a Shaq impression.
Yeah, that's just it.
Kobe. Just wanted to talk a little bit. I just want to make sure I can hear you on the stream.
It's Kobe. It's your defense. Kobe's
yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, we're good.
See, I got it.
I can hear the stream behind us, though, boys.
No, that was me listening. That was me literally because I had my phone. I was checking the stream.
Oh, I got to go on mine so I can get what Button, man.
Exactly. I was about to tell you that. But see, Kobe, oh no, man, you gotta get that across like this, man. You gotta get that across like this, Kobe. You know, I just Shaq Fu on you. I just Shaq Fu on you, Kobe. You don't know what you're talking about, man. Just Shaq Fu, you know.
Yeah, that hurts after a while.
Ow.
Yeah, get this part off of the screen. We don't need this. Oh, what a day, what a day. See, for me, I said this I still have to change the stream, because we are now technically, this is now a podcast. So we're going to change that so that it reads the way that it should read.
It's because you don't have COVID. You need some.
My notification is weird and I don't know why.
It's COVID. It's COVID.
Okay, well, let's keep it then. Tried to update my notification. For some reason, it doesn't want to. But that's fine. Everything else updates, but my go live notification, they're like, no. We need everybody to know that your internet is upgraded. We're not letting you change that.
The internet is better. The internet is better.
IRL. Not to be confused with TRL. Alright. And here's the thing, and this is just, you will have no understanding of this, because you're not one of us. but for the fellow Twitch streamers.
Yo, you see how you just dissed me just nicely, though, voice? You can't even do that right. Like, he's such a nice guy that he just does it in a way where, oh, okay, no problem.
But, you know, us streamers, like this, I'm putting this, so it's in talk shows and podcasts, which it is a talk show and podcast. But I kind of want to put it in just chatting, too, because we're also just chatting. And they should kind of, you know what they should do? And they won't listen to me because I'm nobody yet. They should give you the option to list multiple, be on multiple channels at once. Because, yes, I am just chatting, but I'm also, this is a talk show / podcast. So it should be in both areas. Should be wherever, you know, the streams cross.
Yeah, this is Kobe.
Yes, but you get that coffee. Definitely get that coffee. Okay. So, my good brother Noomsi, what did you think of, okay, well, let's give a little backstory. I was listening to a podcast, The Fighter and the Kid, with Brendan Callen, Brian Callen and Brendan Schaub. Definitely go listen to it. They're professional, and they have the type of drive that we aim for. They also have the money, though, which we don't. They had on Gary Owen, and they were reading a story about a guy who, listening in and out, a 90-year-old man who passed away and only had a handful of friends because he was 90. Everybody else had passed away. So no real family. So the town or somebody set it up, or they just did it of their own, you know, good hearts, decided to come to his funeral. So to show respect. And then, you know, they were talking about it and they were like, well, me, you know, one guy's like, I didn't even go to my grandparents' funeral. That's weird. It's not really a happy moment. And then I thought about it. And when me and Mr. Roland were kids, we went to Catholic school. We went to St. Teresa's school. There was at least a couple times where, Mr. V is the best. So I say no matter which direction this conversation will go in, one thing will stay true and clear in every avenue is that Mr. V is one of the best men that I was lucky enough to basically be raised by. He helped raise us. He was our principal from kindergarten through eighth grade. And even after that, he continued to look out for us and gave us jobs and stuff. But we were in school, and I think we were in
eighth grade. Yeah, which my mother had him reverse how much I was getting paid, which I will never forget. How much I was getting paid.
Button went to Catholic school too, though, in all honesty, you're Irish. That's not as surprising. I'm a Black Baptist. That's a little bit more surprising. He's Puerto Rican. It's not surprising. So you two going to Catholic school, that makes complete sense. Me, it's more because I lived in a bad neighborhood.
Well, what button? Do you see the image that we have of you guys? I mean, it's just, it's horrible, isn't it? That you must have went to Catholic school because you're from Ireland, and that's
No, that is not the point. I say it's more likely because she also could not have gone to Catholic school. What if she was a Protestant? That's a thing. I know the Catholics and the Protestant traditionally didn't get along. I guess that lets me know that you're not a Protestant because you went to Catholic school. Unless it was some weird, like, go to school with the enemy type thing. I don't know. I'm just talking out of my ass. Hopefully I'm not offending anybody.
Oh, no, you definitely are.
You're hung. Where's your book bag? Because mommy said that she had got a Lunchable for you. Give me your book bag.
The same book bag that you always had, kid. That kid always never ceases to amaze.
Why do you say that?
Because he speaks Russian, and he's a character. A character and a half.
Yeah, he actually... you'll appreciate, well, not appreciate this, but you are his uncle, you know, so, yeah, he's been getting in trouble, he got in trouble at school the other day for basically the older bad kids are getting him to do stuff he shouldn't be doing.
Oh.
And then he was like, he kneeled or was like standing or jumping on a kid or something like that. So he's, you know, bullying.
So he's growing up.
No, not growing up. He's freaking letting the little dumbasses get him into trouble.
He's becoming a man.
Because he wants to be cool. And I tried to tell him, like, nah, they're not gonna. If they're not your friends, if you don't do the stupid shit, then they're not your friends. You specifically kept me from doing stupid shit.
Did a lot of stupid shit, boys.
Yeah, I know we did a lot of shit. But the really, really, really stupid shit you kept me from doing.
Yeah, I mean, the stuff that'll get you killed. I mean, I didn't want to have to go to your funeral.
Well, this thing, it was always, here's the thing, you always, the only times, and it's not so much in current, we're basically the same age, but you've always been like an older brother, and the only times, generally, you ever encouraged us doing something that we shouldn't have been doing is when we would get away with it.
And you
see, and we had a pretty much a 99% rate of getting away with all the stupid shit we did.
Yeah.
There was only the you know, no, we did it. We were at Elvin's house, the Ray incident. The time that you ran away from home and was staying at my house for like a couple days. That's two. That's it. Other than that, we pretty much have a spotless record. I mean, not counting the jail shit. That's a whole separate thing. But, like, just stupid shit we did for the most part. We only got twice. There's really only two times where we got caught. I mean, there's times where our parents may have hinted that we did some shit we weren't supposed to do. But they had no proof. And we weren't going to admit it. So they had to let it go.
You know what? We did, I don't know, man, but see, we definitely weren't Tekashi's, that's for sure, Tekashi 6ix9ines. We definitely, if we did something, we definitely kept it to ourselves, and we knew that no ratting, man. There was no ratting allowed over there by us, which was a good thing.
Oh, and Button, you can always join our Clue Club. I'm not sure which Cool Club you're referring to. But you can definitely join any cool club. You have
about the Catholic school club. And then she's saying that you did stereotype, and I was trying to tell you that, and you didn't believe me.
But here's the thing. She went to Catholic school. And I like fried chicken.
Well, you assumed.
And you have a few knives.
You assumed her religion. That's what you did.
No, I didn't assume her religion. I didn't know. I wondered. What I said was, it's more likely, of course, it makes more sense that she's Catholic, because it makes more sense that you two are Catholic than me being Catholic, because I'm not Catholic. We all went to Catholic school, and only two of you are Catholic.
I'm not Catholic anymore. That's for sure.
That's not how it works.
Yeah, well, it does work like that for me, because I don't go by that. I'm not Catholic anymore, and it's simply because I was tired of the priest doing the little nasty things to the boys, man.
Well, Oh, don't get him started on the nasty priest.
I'm not gonna get started on that, but it did affect me, you know.
It did. He means that metaphorically speaking. It didn't affect him. He wasn't an altar boy. But he was an altar boy. That may have something to do with it, but as far as I know, it didn't affect him that way. Though Father Russo was a nice gentleman, and that's all I will say about that.
What button says that she also drinks a lot, and that not enough to be an alcoholic, but...
He brought up the whole stereotype thing, and it's right there.
Yeah, you started it.
Well, I know I started it, but see, here's what I know what button's doing. See, she knows that I can. She's just dangling that in front of me, because she knows, like, it's right there. And, like, it's taking everything in me to resist and not address the Irish in the room.
The Irish. No, that's not it, right? Missed it?
I'm Irish and I drink alcohol a lot. Irish people, we drink so much.
Yeah, that's
it.
See, that I was able to do it, but not do it. And switch around right there.
Hey, so discuss what you were saying there, how you're saying that 90-year-old man passed away, had no family, so then they had to have people go and to his funeral and, yeah. I guess, act as if they're family, right?
Yeah, but what I was saying, at the time, we were maybe in eighth grade, possibly younger, and at least a couple times, they came to us and said, hey, you guys want to get out of class for maybe an hour and go sing at this dead guy's funeral that you don't know for his family? Yeah. Now.
Because it took us out of class. Yeah. That's why. It didn't have anything to do with the person that just died, whether or not we just felt like, you know, we should. It was just, shit, we get out of class for an hour, let's do it. Let's sing our little hearts away.
Yeah. And so... Now, there's two sides of this. Now, one, I do think that we are lucky that we have that experience, because that's not an average experience. You know, you ask the average person, when you were a kid, did you ever go and just sing at somebody's funeral that you didn't know?
No, you don't even want to go to your own family's funeral. So yeah. Why would you, you know?
So just that alone, it's a good experience. And funerals in general, that's a whole part of, like, tribal traditional aspects of things, so I think that's good as far as a growing learning experience to look back on. But then there's the other side. I don't think this would fly in this day and age. First off, our parents did not agree for us to be singing at anybody's funeral. Let alone more than once, let alone getting out of class to do it. We had verification earlier because his mom's there, and I asked her, I was like, Mom, did you ever give permission? She was like, no. Wait, what'd she say? What'd your mom say?
Oh, my mother?
Yeah.
That you should get paid.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, no, we didn't get paid.
No, we didn't get paid to do it, but, you know, we did it, but we should get paid for it. It's almost like when you're not a popular dude and you get married or something. Oh, actually, they made a movie about it. The one where, what's his name? The little dude. Little short dude. Comedian.
Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart. Hart did that little video where he was he was, you know, hired to be your friend. He'll get a whole bunch of friends for you to
with
be
the
your
wedding,
groomsman.
Yeah. I actually like that movie.
You know what's funny? I think that's just a business within itself. I mean, if you die and you don't have friends and you need that done, the only thing is, how would you order them if you're dead?
Well, here.
You know what I mean?
No, because you would just set it up before you die. And in the age of the internet, people buy friends and likes all the time. This is just, they could definitely do this?
They showed up.
Whoever is in charge of your estate. Whoever's in charge of your estate would then be would say, this is what happened, this is where this has to go, you have to set it before you die. And here's the thing, I'm more than certain the law of probability, and I only say that because I don't know math, but it seems to make sense, the law of probability probably states that the fact that we thought of this, they've done this, and they probably do it in places like California and New York, where they have actors who need jobs. So one way you could, and if you don't, here's the thing, I'm giving this away. If you're in California or New York and this doesn't already exist, or even if it does exist, set out a acting agency where one of the things that you offer is people to be at your funeral or to be at your wedding or to be at any event. You can hire our actors to come to your event and act like they know you. Act like you're cool. Act like you're the shit. Or act like you're the bad boy that, you know, their daughter really should, whatever you want it to be, whatever scene you want to set it. I think we're on to something if this doesn't exist.
Well, you know what's funny, and I did see this, voice, and this is a fact, and it is a business. Mm-hmm. They have a business where, now I'm talking already tombstoned up, you're already in the ground.
And you're right, Wet Button, we do weird shit all the time.
Yeah, you're right. I just read that too. So you can, the family members can, well, let's, for instance, my father passed away. Mm-hmm. And where he is, technically, he only has my sister and maybe a couple other heads, but really nobody ever goes to the gravesite. So I can hire this woman to go there and put flowers on his gravesite every week or however I want to set it up. And, you know, either say a little prayer or whatever I need her to do. You know,
and your mom was just saying, you know? And I think, I think she said they do it in Puerto Rico, but I know, I'm pretty sure they do it in Lourdes, Spain. Because I vaguely remember this also besides your mom saying it, that they would have, you know, the older women would come to the funeral and cry and say the rosary. And they don't know the person, but these older women would just come to the funeral and cry for people like it was part of a tradition.
So they're professional criers then?
Yes.
That's what they do.
So, but like, yeah, this could, you know, they have people who do like, you know, strippograms and stuff. Why can't we have, you know? And that way, here's the thing. Actors, one, they get to practice their craft of acting. Okay, so that's one. Two, they get paid. Three, generally these places have free food, free drinks.
Oh, you know everyone's going for the free food.
So, like, I'm certain I've heard of things like this before. They must exist. And
oh, by the way, before I forget, boys, and I'm just letting you know this because, hey, we're going to throw down today because the wife at the job has a whole thing coming up, tour of Italy kind of deal. Okay. She's be making a whole bunch of stuff for the job, so you know there's a whole bunch of food today.
Oh, wow.
I'm just letting you know.
So you're just telling me this because I can't get to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
You know, that's what friends are for.
Thanks. See, now here's the biggest shame is, before he broke his back, he was nice enough to come pick up me and the little one, and we go hang over there for a while. Usually after work, because he worked a lot, doing a lot of stuff, a lot of moving, a lot of picking stuff up and stuff. Now, unfortunately, he can't move at all, and he sits at home, does not much all day, so we can't get over there, because we don't have any transportation.
I got Mom watching a whole bunch of movies now. She's watching a whole bunch of movies on the Fire Stick.
Of course she is. Probably more movies. She can't, her brain probably, because she's a simple, here's the thing, your mom's a simple mother, and she's a relatively young mother, but she's not. Like, your mom has always been old young.
Yeah.
Like, she looks young as fuck. Your mom's beautiful. She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
But she's always been old. Like, I Abe, come on!
She's just from the old times, man. She's old school. Old school raised, old school woman. And, you know, and then it's funny because a lot of her beliefs and the way she feels about certain things, I'm like, Mom, that's not the way things go now, you know? That's not the way they are. You can't just do that. That's not, oh man, but if I, you know, just a bunch of things. And people know what I'm talking about. Yeah, what I mean.
We all know because we all either have them in our, we all have that
generation in our family or our community,
right.
Or we are those people and we're probably not watching this as we speak, or we are watching this and saying, well, okay, it just is what it is and I am what I am and I don't give a damn. So,
yeah.
Which, in all honesty, we want all of you. We want all of you to come here, and we freely tell... okay, not necessarily me as much. You haven't met my other podcast partner. Johnny Draper. But both him and Mr. Roland have the thought process. We want any and all interaction comments. We even want the haters. I don't necessarily want the haters as much. Except for the fact of when you get haters, that's when you know you kind of made it. But, excuse me, we want all interactions.
Ah, we need them too, boys. Don't even make it seem like that. You need them. You need them.
And also, I can't be the type of person where automatically, there's a very few things where I will not at least try to play devil advocate for. As far as a conversation of a back and forth versus just, nah, man, that's messed up. Like, for instance, our president. I didn't expect to talk about it, but we're going to talk about it.
Man.
Okay. So.
Hey, what button? How do you guys feel about Trump over there? That's what I want to know. What do you perceive over there and what, and you know,
honest opinion.
I don't want to do what you did, voice, which was just stereotype, but just let me know what you guys think of him. Just in a couple words, what do you think about Trump and how you guys feel about him in your country?
Okay, while she's doing that, if she did, in fact, here, we'll see. I can't say I have no problem with him because that'd be a fucking lie. My issue with him is more or less to do anything. Here's a problem that I think, one, what the presidency should be, literally, this is the only way that it'll ever be a free or even a good idea, is that if you're going to run as a Republican, you need to be a far left Republican. If you are going to be a Democrat, you have to be a far right Democrat. Unless you are... Well, because... If you are a far right Democrat, you are technically going to be more inclined to work with the other side. There will be less opposition from Congress and the Senate because how you lean far right, you lean towards that direction already, but you're a Democrat. The only way we can have a decent president or democracy, like Obama was pretty fairly right. Like, a lot of his policies and everything were fairly right-wing. That's why he was a good president.
Well, I don't... You know what?
And we don't necessarily have to like...
Yeah,
we don't necessarily like the decision the presidents make.
Right. I don't want to go on whether or not you like Obama or you dislike. Let's just talk on Trump, on what it is with Trump. Because,
well, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm just talking about literally job... Yeah. Wise, the actual right. Doing part of the job is how you are perceived. You are a representative of the country. So one of the things I need you to do, if you can be a politician, you can be a scumbag. That's to be expected, but be fucking good at it. Don't let me see you holding the strings. Okay. You know, sleight of hand is sleight of hand. Don't just let the ball's behind your damn pocket. I can see it right there. Okay. I hired you for this fucking event. You freaking clown. I hired you and you're horrible at it. Okay? You don't have all half of your tricks in your bag are fucking not there. They're not working. You don't have all the pieces of the puzzle that you're supposed to do the trick. Half the time, you with your big ass pants, you over there golfing and doing stuff you're not supposed to be doing.
That right there, I just want to touch on that.
You don't respect the other clowns.
No, that's probably what bothers me the most about him, is that he's too busy fucking tweeting and doing all this other crap, worrying about what the Kardashians are up to. That's what bothers me, dude. Like, he just tries to be the most popular president, in the nation here, where his popularity is more important than what he's doing as the job goes. And look at what Button's saying. Read that. We're just gonna point this out
because we just so you know, just so you people know, there's two parts to this. One, there's the live streaming version, which you can come and check this out at Savage, twitch.tv/SavageVoice. We do it live. You see it live. You can interact with us. There's also the audio side of things, which we started the podcast. For you people listening on the audio that don't know, What Button Gaming, if you haven't been paying attention, is from Ireland. So she's going to give you, by text or chat, this is what the opinion of him is over there. Okay, this is not us. And I don't want to hear, shut. This is worldview. That's the point. The president is a public person in the worldview. He represents us. So other people's opinions of him matter. Our opinion only matters as far as voting. Past that, it's everyone else's opinion that matters more.
Absolutely.
So this is what her point of view is. Go ahead and read what she said.
Well, for the most part, he's a laughing stock. People hate him as a person, and we don't want him to come here or his family. And then she just put a little quotation there that the son never paid his hotel bill for his last visit. And even for you to know that, or for you to hear about that, and I would imagine it goes out through the whole country, that is horrible, dude. That is disgusting.
And there's no reason for it.
Right. You're fucking disgusting, dude. R. Kelly for president, then we might as well at this point.
Well, now here's the thing. Now here's where we have an extra advantage that she might not even, that What Button does might not even realize. We grew up in New York, New Jersey. Okay. Now she says he came from a TV show. No, it's far worse than that. This guy has been in the news and bankrupt and all this stuff. Just like, we've known about him since we were a kid, about his four bankruptcies and everything else. Just from that, forget the TV show. The TV show is actually the best thing he's done as far as positivity.
Well, yeah, the way we viewed it, though, Voice, you don't know how they viewed it from, you know, other places.
No, she said. No? Like, literally, I'm going by what she said. She says, he's a joke. He came from a TV show. I'm saying we have the extra bit of knowledge of growing up with him before the TV show. Yeah.
And the simple fact is, too, What Button, is that we would drive down New York and see 7 to 8 Trump buildings right there on the line there, right next to the bridge. And we've been dealing with this man for a long time, and his bullshit and what he's done and what he hasn't done, or what, you know.
And this was before anybody cared.
Just arrogance, dude. Just fucking arrogance is just incredible with this man. And he's a new race. He's the Cheeto race.
Yeah.
We believe him to be of a Cheeto race or orange race. Because I've never seen anybody that color. So he's got to be something different.
Too much beta carotene.
Or the man loves carrots.
Yeah.
I mean,
a lot of carrots.
I mean, shit, he must be eating carrots for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Which can happen. It has happened. There are cases.
It has. Absolutely. Absolutely. And it will happen if you eat too much of an abundance of something. You can turn the color of that food.
Yeah.
So, fuck, man, them carrots are fucked up over there by him.
Yeah, what's up, UK girl? Just want to say hi, make sure you know. I see you there.
Yeah, I see you too.
But yeah, no, and here's the thing. It's not a Republican thing. I don't care if he was a Democrat. He should not be president. And here's the thing. In my head, at the very least, I knew he shouldn't. But even when he did, I thought, okay, maybe he might be okay. He's not. He sucks at his job. We are his boss. This is the part. There's two things that piss me off. Okay. One, he is our employee. It's nice he has Secret Service. Keep him safe. Commander.
Oh, not in here, guys.
Not in a lot of people's eyes, because they don't freaking understand what the fucking job is. You respect the president. No, fuck the president. I don't have to respect the president. He works for me. Right. I pay him. That's how that works. Yes, respect people who deserve respect, but not just because of a title. That's not how that works. You earn the respect that you are given. Okay? So that's one. I got so pissed off, I forgot what my second point was. But,
Man, here we go. Voice is going to go on a rant.
Oh, it really grinds my gears.
You know what grinds my gears? Go on your rant there.
So, yeah, there's that one with respect. And then, two, the statement of if you don't vote, you don't get a say. That's also not how that works. One of the things that, and there's a few reasons why that doesn't work. One, up until recently, not everybody could vote. And some people still can't because of circumstance. Yet they live here. They have to pay the same taxes that still they're no less American citizens.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Or some people can't have the time to vote.
What butt is funny, man? I mean, 13-year-old girl, huh? That is hilarious.
You read that because I read on my rant, so we can't have me full. We need.
Well, no, I just.
I didn't read it yet. I want to hear it fresh from your mouth before I see it there, but I haven't read it. So what did she say to share with our listeners/viewers?
Well, that he shouldn't be president. I think anyone in a powerful political position should have probationary period, like you would with any job. And shit, I feel the same way.
Right,
check this out. In the minute he started acting like a 13-year-old girl on the internet with unbalanced hormones, I can't.
Keep going.
Oh shit. And she's not even from this country, dude. And what button for president, man? What button for president? Put her up here. Let's do it.
I love what button, but I'm not quite sure if we want to give that much power to her.
No, let's do this, man.
She should be the person. No, she can't. She's too important to stifle like that. Because if we make her president, there's a lot of stuff she can't say. Which needs to be said, like she's doing right now.
I don't know if other people watched the other pod that we did, Voice, when you were talking about how the woman president, not that we can't have one, but that that we would have no war if there was a woman president. And I don't know, but it's just funny to me. I think you need to, resurface that a little bit, Voice, and let them know why.
Oh, and we're going to have to interrupt this regular program to tell you about a new affiliate that we're working with called TubeBuddy. Now, TubeBuddy is something that's pretty amazing. Basically, if you're on YouTube and you want your stuff to be seen, you need this program. It's not even so much a program as a website that works with your program, with your YouTube, and lets you know exactly what keywords work, what your videos are doing. You listed your video with these keywords or with this title. How good is it doing compared to that video that you did that's similar, or a video that somebody else did on YouTube that's similar? You can see exactly how you match and rate against them, and they'll give you tips and hints of how to improve your video so that way you can be at the top of your game. All you guys have to do to check it out is go to www.tubebuddy.com/brokeblurred. That's once again, www.tubebuddy.com/brokeblurred. And check it out. I know you'll love it. And I'd say tell them that the Broke Blurred sent you, but they probably won't know who the hell I am. We now return you back to your regularly scheduled podcast, where I'm sure they're offending somebody.
Oh man, she's funny, dude. She is funny. I love it. And it's a shame on how other people, the way they feel about this country and the way it is. And unfortunately, I hear a couple of you guys saying that he's all over your news and stuff like that, and that's because he thinks he's a superstar. And that's probably what just bothers me the most about him, is that the fact that I think you got a lot more important shit to do, man, than worrying about what's going on online and all that other crap, dude.
It's not even so much worry about that stuff. Whatever. That job is incredibly stressful. If that's the way that he relaxes, that'd be fine. It's more of how he interacts with these things. Obama was on Twitter. He was the first president, in fact, that was on Twitter.
Boys, elaborate on the woman president thing real quick, because I didn't see what you were saying the last time.
Oh, yeah. I have no... We always hear, you know, a woman president would be like...
I'm scared of it, to be honest with you.
And there would be no wars. And, like, Hillary Clinton aside, whatever, I really don't give a damn about Hillary Clinton one way or another. I still think she was more qualified just because she technically was. From a job standpoint, that's who you hire, someone who has some semblance of experience versus someone who doesn't. That's neither here nor there. Fuck that. I'm not talking about that. Whatever. But a female president wouldn't necessarily be better, because anytime, and any man who sees this, and a lot of you women, you might be the exception, or you also might be the rule. But anytime there is a bug that is in your house, it doesn't kill it. Kill it. Doesn't matter. It could be in the far corner of you. She saw it.
The bug
go into the attic. Yeah.
Yeah.
She saw it go into the far corner of a vent into the attic. Nope, kill it. I'm not sleeping here. I'm not sleeping here until you find that bug. So you better find either an exact bug that looks exactly like it. It better be the same shape, size, and or weight. She's not going to touch it. She's not going to go near it. But if it's not that same bug, she will know. That's not the same one.
And I want to see the body.
I want to see the body. So, I mean... Let's be honest. I think a female president. Now, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying, don't expect the whole everything to be all super duper peaceful. I don't think it's a requirement. I'm just saying, they don't fuck with our president. We get a female president. You don't want to fuck with Trump because he's unstable mentally. Something's not all there, whether it be his character or his being 70 something years old. That's why you don't want to fuck with Trump. But if we get a female president that is like a lot of the females that we know, don't fuck with this country. You did what at our embassy? Okay. Mm-hmm. No. You keep doing that. No. Yeah. Russia. Go ahead.
Kill it.
Crimea. Go get
it. Boys, lost you. Boys, lost you. You
what?
Around?
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you for a minute there.
I had to get a little man a straw. There you go. But, like, you got a long straw because I don't have any straw ones. Well, don't make a mess. I wouldn't want to be on the other side of an American female president. Another country's female president may be different, but an American female president? Mm-mm. No, you don't really want to. So you're putting sanctions on my country?
I think it's just getting scarier, man. The people that are just coming up is just getting scarier. And then I just heard that, what's his name? Bernie. Is it Bernie? Bernie just went to the hospital for his heart, clogged up artery in his heart. And then I'm just saying, I just don't think the guy can do the job as well. And that's just my opinion. But he's another runner. Those of you that don't know, Sanders is another runner that's trying to run for president.
They know. If they don't know.
Yeah, I'm just saying. And then he just.
You don't. No. I'm going to say this because it matters. If you don't know that Bernie Sanders is also a candidate running for president, you're not old enough to be listening or watching this stream. You still may know and not be old enough, but you are definitely not old enough. And if you are still over the 18 and you don't know that, I don't need you here. If you don't know that, if you just don't know that, then no, I don't. I'm just saying, for the record, you're either not old enough.
We got one down. Didn't even get to run yet, basically. And he's already down. So now his campaign is shut down, obviously, because then he needs to have that done. And if he makes it as well, I hope he does, you know. I don't wish death on him, that's for sure. But so his campaign is shut down now. It's completely done. So, you know.
Here's the thing. I love Bernie, but at the same time, I don't think that he was going to necessarily be the choice. Only because, not that we don't love Bernie, but at the same time, yes, he is older. We all know he's older. And we need somebody specifically that can... It's less to do with your... It's a plain, simple thing. The only thing that matters in this race... I'm sorry, and it's just going to be a fact. If the goal is to get the current president out of the office, the only path and the only goal is to get someone... against him that can go against him verbally, that can make him, that can go back and forth. Like I heard one of the podcasts, we need a comedian, someone that can take his shit and easily give it back to him, because he may be funny at times, but if you have like a real comedian that's dealt with hecklers and shit, go up against Trump would be like there's so many easy ways to insult Trump. You did it at the beginning of this pod. He's a new race. Cheat, like, right there. That's perfect. None of them will come up with anything remotely as smooth or charismatic or funny. It'll sound weird. Like, I think maybe Kamala Harris, because she's black or something. So I think that she, and she, oh, actually, in all honesty, my personal opinion, I think she probably would be the best bet because she's a prosecutor.
Yeah, but have you heard her speak recently or?
I've heard her speak. I haven't heard her speak recently, like in like since.
Did you watch the debate, the Democratic debate?
No, I don't. I don't watch those because
I watched a little bit of it.
Nothing. At least right now, there's nothing of substance in mostly any of them. It's literally just them up there. And I'm pretty sure Button's going to agree with me because she said the news is swamped with American politics, which we know, and trust me, we don't like it either. And yeah. here's the thing that sucks about not liking it is I do want to know what's going on, but there's so much bullshit. I don't care. I don't watch it. Like he's going to be impeached. That's fine. But will anything come of it?
No. No.
You gotta wait. Go get
it. If he hasn't been impeached already for the shit that he's done or even said, what's the point here? What is the point?
Well,
and what's funny is everyone's gonna be real in shock because I feel that he's gonna win again.
I'm still going with a no.
I know that. And we made a bet.
That's why I'm going with a no.
You're gonna lose your money.
No, I'm not gonna lose my money. The reason why I'm not going to lose my money is because I have a feeling that things are going to get way more weird and fucked up before that. Because here's the thing. He's getting impeached. We know he's getting impeached. But the thing with impeachment is doesn't necessarily do much. We've only had 4 presidents that's ever been impeached.
No. Not one president has been impeached.
No, we had no. Impeachment. Abe, you're wrong.
Impeached. They were never impeached.
You're wrong. All impeachment is the trial. Let's see what's going on.
Even in the trial, and first of all, the one president that did get close to being impeached stood down. So, in other words, that was before getting impeached, physically getting impeached, I mean, going through the whole process and finishing it, never happened.
Oh. Clinton was impeached. They were impeached. That's what impeachment is. Impeachment doesn't mean you get kicked out of the presidency. That just means that we're looking into the shit that you did to see if you shouldn't be president. That's all that impeachment is.
No, I think you need to look that one up.
No, I'm positive. This shit's been on in the fucking news for I know specifically that is what the impeachment is. The impeachment means we're going to see what the fuck you did. And should you not be president? It doesn't mean that that's what's going to happen, because it has never happened. It has never happened. We've had an impeachment.
As soon as you start to talk about the impeachment or a president getting impeached, the whole outcome of that is so that they are no longer president and do not get to finish their term.
Well, that's fine, but that doesn't matter.
I'm saying is, I'm not saying presidents didn't go up for impeachment or went through a trial. I'm saying it never went through where actually a president did not finish his term because of impeachment.
Well, yeah, no, but that's fine.
Every time they were on impeachment, they still finished their term. Impeachment.
I'm not saying, we deal with the facts here on this show, except when we're bullshitting. But specifically, impeachment is impeachment. That's one thing. What happens after impeachment, that's another thing. He's being impeached. Put that there. Forget about...
Holy shit, what button just explained it? Oh my goodness, I don't even think I could read half of that. She's using big words over there.
Okay, I'll read it.
Yeah, I could read it. I'm just saying. She really explained it there.
Impeachment is the process by which a legislative body levels charges against a government official. Impeachment does not in itself remove the official from office. It is the equivalent of an indictment in criminal law and thus is only the statement of charges against the official. So as I said, we've had 3 to 4 presidents three presidents who went through impeachment and one who stepped down before the impeachment process. None of them have ever been removed as president before the impeachment, which...
Right. That's all I was saying.
But my point is, here's the difference between those presidents and this president. When they go through the impeachment, they basically are going to, much like with the fucking Mueller report, they're going to be able to go through all of his stuff. All that stuff that was in the Mueller report is going to be stuff that they are going to be able to use against him. As well as every other thing that he has done that we all know about, that we all know, at least every single one of us, whether we admit it or not, whether we're on his side or not, knows that of at least one thing that he has said and or did that we're like, no, that's not how that's supposed to be, and you should not have done that in front of a camera or said that. And especially those people who fucking follow him, because they're like, oh, you should have said that. I really hope that you say something else somewhat as stupid so that they don't notice that, because... Ooh, that could be really good for us, because they somehow think they're on his side when no one is on Trump's side but Trump. If you don't have Trump at the end of your name, you are not... Trump does not give a rat's ass about you, short of how you can help Trump. And again, I don't give a rat's ass that he's a Republican. It's just a matter of fact, he should not be... Matter of fact, if he wasn't president, I would not give any rat's ass about him. I wouldn't care what he did. I wouldn't care how corrupt he is, any of those things. But that's not the case. He's the president of the country. He works for me. So I give a rat's ass about the things that he does, okay?
This is how we go on rants and stuff, and we didn't even talk about what we were trying to talk about.
We talked about it. We pretty much got as far as we were going to get with that subject matter. The church had us do sing at funerals for people we didn't know, which wouldn't happen in today's society. That's pretty much, yeah. This is more topical of what's actually currently happening, and no, I don't necessarily talk about politics on a regular basis, but... occasionally they need to be mentioned because it's what's fucking going on, and we can't always stick our head in the sand, and I prefer not to mention too many things that happen because, yeah, I don't have the brain bandwidth to try to explain to people who don't want to believe that he shouldn't be president that, because I can't. You, I'm sorry. You, I don't. I don't have the words to explain, to say anything. Like, I understand the initial reason for wanting him to be president. I can somewhat understand. Some of you were just like, you just don't like black people. I'm sorry. And I've known some of them, and they're for the most part are good people. But at the same time, yeah, that's just their, it's the reason why. It's because, yeah.
It's blanky there, boys. So you don't even have to, like, hide it. It's just blanky there.
Reasons to not like Obama are the exact reasons of why you're a Republican. The technical reasons that anybody should not like about Obama, the drone strikes, any type of wars we are in, all that stuff that we, most people may see as negative, are things that the right-wing Republicans hold dear. That's what I meant by saying he was a fairly right-wing Democrat. That's why we need a right-wing Democrat or a left-wing, left-leaning Republican. For those reasons. Because you have someone that can be somewhat in the middle and be working towards what both sides want in some way, shape, or form. First is someone who only gives a fuck about himself. Plain and simple. Like, if he wasn't the president, I wouldn't have an opinion on him besides, yeah, he probably shouldn't be president. I don't care what he does. Other than, like, I only give a damn because he's got the codes to the nukes or the bomb or the button or whatever the fuck you want to call it. Short of that, yeah, I don't give a rat's ass about anything Donald Trump does.
I do, because he represents us, and the shit he says, dude, sometimes is just idiotic, and then it just pisses me off, dude. Like, and this is why I can't even watch him. I don't even watch the shit. I just let it be. And then we keep saying, like, it's not really going to affect us, and it is going to affect us eventually. You know?
But I don't say it's not going to affect us. It's obviously going to affect us. But at the same time, I mean, hopefully maybe that'll change. But at this current time, I am still the broke blurred. And yeah, I'm dealing with it day to day. And for the most part, there's so much to deal with this in the day to day of my life that I can't. We'll stop cutting his grass. I can't deal with that much.
That was a dude actually on a little scooter, man. Those are big over here, popular.
Go away. No, I can't deal with that as well as everything I have to deal with on my day to day. I can't deal. I don't have enough brain power, so I can, like times like now, dip into it. But here's the thing: when the time comes, I have every intent on voting against him because he's that horrible. But at the same time, I do not have.
Well, boys, will you vote when it comes time?
Here's the thing: if I can, I have every intention. But here's the thing: I have to work, and my job and the money that puts food on my table and provides for my family. I'm sorry.
So in other words, it's not that important to you then.
Well, it's not about it not being important. It's about it not counting as much. Because you factor in the hours I may lose of work.
I think that's what the importance part comes in.
Because you said that I don't think it's important. It's not about what I think. It's about what actually is. We have an electoral college. Now, it may actually count here because we're in a purple state. In Jersey, my vote didn't mean shit because it's a blue state. So no matter what, it's always going to be a blue state. California, again, my vote doesn't mean shit. Why? Because it's also a blue state. Red state.
I thought we were red.
No, we're a purple state.
Okay.
So here.
That's news to me.
Yes. Here, I mean, I heard we're a purple state last I heard, and it makes sense. You may not seem like it because of a lot of the people that you encounter.
Oh, my goodness.
But the younger people here lean more blue, so that's why we're a purple state. But it may make more sense here. But in most places, no. My vote doesn't mean much of anything because it's either going to be red or blue. It should be one person, one vote. And don't give me that electoral college bullshit of, no, these smaller states with less people. I don't give a fuck. We all live in one country. The president is in charge of the country. Those laws are for everyone. if their opinion needs to matter, they need to get more people for their opinion to matter. That's the way it works. This is the digital network, digital age where everybody's connected. There's smaller groups of people. Who gives a rat's ass? If 5 Puerto Ricans in fucking Indiana should not get more of a vote than fucking 60 white people in Oklahoma.
Damn, but boy, she just standards, said the whole population of Puerto Ricans in Indiana. That's not cool.
Standards, by their standard, okay, here's the thing. They're so for the Lakota, by their standards, if there were only 5 Puerto Ricans in Indiana and 100 million white people in Oklahoma, those 5 people's vote should matter more than those 100 million fucking white people? That's what you're going to tell me. Because that's pretty much the difference. These small groups of people, their votes matter than these groups of people. Why? Because there's not as many of them, so they need more votes. No! There's just not as many as them. Oh, fucking well. That's why it's a vote. We have more. We win the vote. You have less. You don't win the vote. So we have, and it doesn't even, and that's only part of the stupidity of it, because it gets even more stupider. Their electoral college basically means then they have somebody who puts in the vote for them. Who can, if they truly want to, doesn't mean they are, but they have the power to go against what those 5 or what those 100,000 or million or whatever number I said, they can go against what those people want. So at the end of the day, no, your fucking vote does not, sorry, it can't. As long as that is allowed, you can't say it matters. You can't say the vote counts because it's allowed. There is a opportunity for it to happen. There's an opportunity for someone to, with one just push of a button or swipe or whatever the fuck they do, go, I don't care what all of you people in this state think. I'm going to say something completely different because I have that power and it's legal and there's nothing you can do about it. So, no. One person, one vote. There's 100 people in the room. Each person gets a vote. Whoever has that top number, you win. End of story. That's it. Done. Nothing else. We don't need to do any other extra shit. I don't see why all this has to be so fucking difficult. It's that simple. I'm only 39 years old. What, like, I'm not the first person to think of this. Why is nobody else doing this? Again, don't come with that bullshit about there's 5 people in fucking, you know, Indiana, so their vote needs to count more. And I'm going to breathe now and you guys can talk, because I know you're like, Jesus Christ.
I don't want to bore people to death.
You talk. I need to freshen my coffee and just give me a moment. Just talk. And then no talk. I really need coffee.
Hold just more to come. This is where voice gets on a rant, and then he just keeps on going and going and going, and we can have a whole pod about this. I don't want to bore you guys about our politics over here and stuff and all that other stuff. So, I mean, it's just simply, I just feel the same way like what Button said. You should just be qualified. And if you're qualified, you should definitely get the job if you're qualified. And then as far as being Democratic or Republican, in my eyes, I'm neither. I just want somebody that does the right fucking thing, dude. Just do the right thing. And, unfortunately, that's not the way it works. And to me, as far as the voting goes, and you need to vote and do this and do that, and listen, I'm still going to be the same. I'm still going to do what I have to do. And however it shifts or changes, I still have to live with it, unfortunately, because I live in this country. And therefore, I just got to go with the flow, basically. And if I don't like what the president says or does, then I don't have to listen or I don't have to hear it, basically. And this is probably why I don't watch the news. And simply because it's just freaking depressing and puts you in a depressed mode every time you do listen to the news. And that's just the way I feel on it. I mean, just be qualified. Be qualified. I think to a certain degree, you do have to watch what you say, too, sometimes. Sometimes it's not better to just, sometimes just keep your mouth shut if you have an opinion. on certain things that offend other people with the race and stuff. However, speak your mind, but they make decisions. Right. Yeah. What's going on over there, boys? Stuff. I think this spot's done. If not, we can keep going with this part. Okay. Are you done over there, boys?
Just keep talking. I'm just getting the kids some popcorn.
Getting some popcorn? What the hell are you listening? Oh, that's political music right there. That's what one part said. Yeah, Voice has his kid on certain days. This is actually his day off. Sometimes we get these beautiful songs. So.
What'd you say about me?
I don't think you realize how loud that damn thing is.
What?
We heard everything that your son was listening to over there.
Oh, hold on, let me turn it down.
Okay. Oh, dude, we still can hear it. Shark 2. This was on the baby shark 2 after that.
Okay, I'm back again. She wants that played at her inauguration. What?
What we were listening to. You'll hear it when you go back to the pod. You'll hear it.
Yeah. I don't know, he was listening to something. Oh, yeah, we're going to piss some people off with this podcast today. I'm not that much. Yeah, it's very, sometimes we just, and here's the thing. My point of view isn't always necessarily the point of view that you would think. Because I have this point of view on this, but what do you think my point of view would be on the blackification of Hollywood with black people, you know, black characters, playing traditionally white roles in movies. I bet you would think I'm all for it. You might be wrong. You probably are wrong. Because for the most part, it depends on the character. But no, there's already black characters. Use those. I don't need a black. And I could be wrong, and I hope I'm wrong, but I think they have cast Commissioner Gordon. I don't remember the name of the guy. And here's the thing. I think it's a white guy. By the name, but at the same time, I could be completely wrong, and it could be a black dude. But I don't.
This is getting crazy.
You can look it up. Somebody.
No, I believe you. I'm just saying that it's getting nuts.
Unfortunately, what button gaming? You're not. You have to be born in America to be a president. I can't even be president just because. I'm in love with Mary Jane.
Mary Jane. Yeah.
So that's why I couldn't be a president. But yeah, that takes a lot out of me. Okay, just let me. I gotta get the boy and I get him his popcorn that I made, and then we'll get to another topic that is less taxing physically. See, that's why I don't talk about it. And then it all comes out in one. Hadouken!
Just end it, voice. And we'll do another pod in a little bit. And we'll do another one in a little bit.
Okay. We're going to call it, folks. That was thank you for being here. As always. Oh, wait. First, before we do, I have to shout out. He isn't here. And I know what button is going to have something to say, but I got to shout out Pontus Seagod, who is also another one of our fans. He listens to the podcast. He listens when we're not live also. So I want to give him a shout out. Ignore that phone. I want to give him a shout out because he's a little hurt that currently what button is our number one fan. But he did leave.
Shot me out for president. What button? What button shot me out for president?
Yeah, I already did. I said she should be president.
Yeah, absolutely.
But one thing he did do that what button hasn't done, which in all honesty, I don't even know if she'll be able to where she's at. I don't know if it'll work the same way. If it does, I would love for her to do what he did. On the audio podcast, he called in and he left a voicemail, which when I actually put this together as an actual podcast, I will put it into the podcast so that you will hear it for the first time. So he will be on the pod as, you know, leaving the voicemail, which anybody can do that. If you want to leave a voicemail, go to anchor.fm.com, or look up the Broke Blurred and you can leave a voicemail and then we'll put it on the show. Obviously, if you say something like, just use some sense. And I shouldn't have to tell you what you can or can't say to get on the pod. If you say something that's just wrong and just like, yeah, no, I, you know, just use some sense. Except for you, Button. If you can call, you can say whatever the hell you want, and I will put it on. So everybody but Button needs to use some sense. Button, say whatever the hell you want. I would love for you to call in and fight for that number one spot. You still have it, even though he called. We all know why, but you still have it. But like I said, you can. There's always ways to pull ahead. There's always ways to pull ahead. Right now, what Button? She's got it. I can't really. She's got the international thing. She shows up, funny as hell. She knew what impeachment was, and we're not. She's not even American, so that alone, she. For now, she has the top spot. So I want to thank you all for being here again. And I keep forgetting to do. Let me see if I can. I'm gonna try something. Please bear with me. Let's see if it works. And for those in the chat, Humble, which I probably should have been doing this a lot if this actually works. There we go. All right. In the chat is the link, even though you can just go into my, 1 second, bud. Or you can go to my profile and you will see the link to our affiliate sponsor, Humble Bundle. If you want to help promote the show, help sponsor the show, help support the show, go to Humble Bundle and they have computer games. I need to update all that information so you guys can see the newer stuff because I'm getting emails constantly about different deals and stuff that are going on. And, you know, they have computer games programs. Some of the stuff is you pay what you want, but here's the thing. Some of the proceeds come to us. Some of the proceeds then go to the charity of our choice, which is Comics for Kids. Comics for Kids basically provides comic books and graphic novels to children going through cancer treatment. Comic books, big part of my life, as you can see. Aspiring comic book creator. As far as any charities go going forward, I personally, that's the angle I think I'm going to go with just because that's what I love, that's what I know about, and I think it's a really good charity. So go support. You can support us directly, support that way, or you can just go directly to them and support. But do something or just share the word. Pass this on to everybody. Go check us out on all social media like what Button did, Instagram, YouTube. Just look up The Broke Blurred. If you go on – no, YouTube specifically – The Broke Blurred Pod TV. Everywhere else, just look up The Broke Blurred and you will find us like that. So, for The Broke Blurred Podcast TV, I have been your host, Anthony K. Savage, a.k.a. Voice, a.k.a. Savage Voice. And with me today has been...
Mr. Roland.
I want to thank you. I want to thank everybody who showed up. What Button? I got you, girl. Just remember... Do not tell yourself that you can't do something. Ask yourself, why can't you? All right, guys. I'll be on later tonight, probably around 12, maybe a little sometime in between there. You've been great. I always love when you guys show up. Thank you. I couldn't be happier. Oh, and it's not official. I haven't gotten the email yet, but for those of you watching who don't know, and Abe doesn't even know, I have made... the requirements to be a Twitch affiliate. So,
oh yeah.
Pretty soon I will officially be an affiliate and then they'll be able to subscribe and all that lovely stuff. So, So thank you, everybody. Without you, I would not have gotten there, especially you, What Button, Dream Stream, Discord. Love you guys. You brought me here. Floundini, you literally brought me here. Can't wait till you get back. Do what you got to do. Anyway, once again, for the Broke Lord Bod, take it easy. See you later. And one day I'm going to be able to do this where it's as seamless and you don't know what's going on. So bye.
Peace.
And we're out. That's a wrap, folks.
Hey, this is Pontus Seagod. I'm a streamer on Twitch and a big fan of Savage Voice. You probably know him as Anthony Savage or a few other names that he goes by. He's the runner of the Broke Blurred podcast. If you feel like it, you should pop on over to www.twitch.tv/PONTUSSEAGOD. That is Pontus Seagod, PONTUSSEAGOD. Be sure to check out my Twitch and my Twitter. My Twitter is that one streamer Pontus Seagod, and it would be much appreciated. You all have a wonderful day.